Dane glared down at his cell phone as it rang. He considered ignoring it, but dismissed the thought as soon as it formed. He knew Truck would just keep trying until he finally picked up. There'd only been a few times he'd ignored his calls in the last few months, and Truck had let him know in no uncertain terms that if he did it again, he'd find not only Truck, but his entire team on his doorstep. Not knowing whether to believe the man or not, Dane decided to err on the side of caution. He wouldn't put it past the man to do just that. He sighed, clicking the phone on.
Dane. Hey, Dane, it's Truck.
Dane rolled his eyes.
I know. What's up? What you doing? Am I interrupting anything?
I'm shopping.
It's 0130.
And?
There was a brief moment of silence before Truck commented,
You still fighting that demon, huh?
It's better.
Dane hadn't talked about what was going on in his head with many people, but Truck was one of the very few who knew that what happened in the Middle East was still affecting him. The man hadn't shied away from talking about it. Truck called all the time, labeled it forced therapy or some such shit. Dane had other friends, but none like Truck. None who understood exactly what it was like. None who had literally saved his life. He'd had them at one time, his teammates, and he'd thought he'd lost that forever. But spending time recuperating in Austin and getting to know Truck and his team of Delta Force operatives had gone a long way toward healing him. But it hadn't made his PTSD go away. Being in crowds around people was tough. Intellectually, Dane knew it was highly unlikely someone would ambush him from behind, or that there would be a bomb hidden in a parking lot full of cars. But emotionally, it was a different story. He could handle fireworks, gunshots, blood. Even the phantom pains from his hand that wasn't there any longer didn't faze him. But being around people and the occasional thunderstorm was something he was still fighting to overcome. It had gotten worse ever since Cassie, his friend Hollywood's woman, had been kidnapped a few months ago. He'd moved to Idaho hoping to finally find some peace, but his paranoia was getting worse, not better. It was much easier to get any errands done in the middle of the night when there were less people around.
You haven't started drinking blood or anything, have you?
Truck teased.
Not yet,
Dane drawled.
You call to ask if I've turned into a vampire?
Pretty much.
Shit,
Dane drawled.
I don't need a babysitter.
Good, 'cause you're too fucking old for one.
Truck never missed a beat. Movement to his left caught Dane's eye. He turned his head and saw one of the employees of the store stocking shelves. He narrowed his eyes in irritation. This wasn't the first time he'd seen this particular woman. Every time he shopped, she seemed to be following him around the store. She never really looked straight at him, but stayed at the end of whatever aisle he was in, pretending to straighten the shelves. He was working on overcoming his paranoia, but knew he wasn't imagining her following him. Dane didn't turn his back on the woman, but sidled up against the shelves and sidestepped away from her.
Look, something's come up. I gotta deal with it.
Truck's voice lost its easygoing, teasing tone.
Sit, rep,
he demanded.
Don't lose your shit,
Dane warned in a low voice, knowing he needed to calm Truck down before he called in reinforcements. He didn't know where the other man was at the moment, but knew without a doubt that he'd be able to get assistance to him all the way out to bumfuck Idaho in 15 minutes or less if the need arose. It was the bone-deep knowledge that the man and his team had his back that helped Dane keep himself together.
It's a chick who has been following me.
There was silence on the other end of the line for a beat. Then Truck asked incredulously,
A chick?
Yeah.
Fuck me, that's awesome.
Truck's voice lightened and even sounded excited.
Don't scare her away, Dane.
It's not like that. She's been stalking me.
Truck's voice had warmed again and didn't lose any of that warmth with Dane's pronouncement.
If she's interested in you, you need to go for it. Break that dry spell you've been on.
Did you not hear me, you prick? She's stalking me.